This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, into the 9 o'clock hour we go. Payne and Pendergast with you. Nick Caserio joins us tomorrow.
Oh.
At 7:30 on the show. Yeah, mark your calendar, Seth. Nick Caserio, EVP / GM of the Texans.
It's gotten to be a running joke, almost annoyingly so, people asking Nick Caserio about his diet and what he eats or will not eat. I don't know if I've ever heard him talk about whether or not he drinks coffee. Because at Texans commenter on X suggested we ask that question.
Okay,
I'm curious. I do, because you know I worry about coaches and front office people with their sleep schedules, and then I feel like sometimes by the end of the season they've run themselves so ragged that they can't make good rational decisions. It's gotten better in recent years because people they've got data now on how stupid you get when you don't have sleep.
Yes,
I'm guessing Caserio doesn't drink coffee.
Okay. Would you recommend he drink coffee?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm actually one of the reasons that I've been a little bit testy over the last week, as you noticed. I'm working my way down to zero coffee.
Oh, 30. Are you? You're weaning yourself off of coffee, huh?
I'm getting myself off of all drugs that I don't need to be on.
Okay. Before.
Now that I'm 50, I'm like, all right, I know how this goes. All of a sudden, you look up one day and you're taking 17 pills every meal.
Yeah,
my only goal remaining in life is to be on as few medications as possible and drugs. So I include coffee in that.
That's good, man. Good for you. Okay.
I feel like I turned a corner. I feel good today.
You do. You know, you've been on point today, man. You've had a good show.
I tried some new drugs, so we're good.
Those are drugs I need.
I totally won't start taking those every day, though.
Right.
This time it's different.
Seth and I will be at spring training this time next week for the Astros. Big thanks to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors for sending us there. We're looking forward to it. The Astros they've started up spring training. The games start up this weekend. We get to go to a game every day we're there. I'm very excited about that. But the big story right now, with ties to the Astros, Alex Bregman has arrived in Boston. Gold Glove third baseman, $40 million a year. They've already got Rafael Devers, who's making well over $30 million a year for the next decade, to play, he thought, third base for
right.
the Red Sox.
He wanted to rake at the plate
yep.
and suck at third base for the next decade.
Yes, yeah. And he thought it was promised to him by the former GM. I guess Chaim Bloom was the GM there.
Yeah.
He was at least in a position to lead Devers to believe that he was going to be the third baseman forever. But this has been a big topic. Devers basically said through an interpreter yesterday that he ain't giving up third base. He's going to play third base. He doesn't know about any conversations about moving him off of third base. If he were to move from third base, the logical place to send somebody who's good at hitting and crappy in the field would be DH.
Right.
The one question that Devers was able to answer without the aid of an interpreter was this one.
How would you react if they asked you to DH? How would you feel about that?
No.
No.
He doesn't want to go to second base.
Nope.
He does not want to be the DH.
Nope.
He does not want your green eggs and ham.
He is.
any role you ask him, whether he's comfortable accepting or not, the answer is
no.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
It's third base or bust, which is really funny, as I think a lot of Astros fans have had this similar experience. There's times where you've watched the Red Sox play the Astros and you think, oh, wow, yeah, that's the value of having Alex Bregman at third 100%. After you watch Devers make an error or just not make a play that you think Bregman would make. It's glaringly obvious that he's not a great fielder.
Yeah.
And yet he insists that's where he needs to remain.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. Here was Alex Cora yesterday trying to fend off the media when it came to the decision he's going to have to make on Devers.
Like I said a few days ago, like, decisions are going to be made here about, you know, roster construction and what we're going to do in the future. And we're going to make sure we have the best team possible out there, you know. And he has a lot of pride. We know that, you know. And he feels like he's a third baseman. He's going to work out as a third baseman. And then we're going to make decisions accordingly, you know. But I think here, it's not about Bregman or Devers or Cora. It's about the Red Sox, right? And whatever decision we make is for the benefit of the team.
Yeah. Mm. And what makes it even more fascinating is the amount of money they're paying Alex Bregman. You know, like, yeah, the $40 million a year, he's the, like, the fifth highest paid player in baseball. He's like the seventh highest paid average annual value of all time. Scherzer and Verlander are on that list. They're on new deals now. So they're paying him $40 million a year. If I had to guess how this is going to end, I would guess that Bregman, I'm going to guess Bregman's playing second base on opening day.
I think Bregman, even though we've been having fun with Bregman this morning, is him now being a guy who's driving a wedge into the clubhouse. Yeah. Like, obviously, Bregman, I would be really surprised if he doesn't just be very diplomatic about this.
Yeah.
I think he's going to tell Cora, like, listen, it's a long season. We'll see how it plays out. We got to give time to I'm cool playing wherever we want to play.
Yeah.
And that over time, Devers will get to know Bregman. I think the other guys who are already on the team, if I were a Boston Red Sox player, I would look at it and I would think, listen, look, Devers, you're not a good third baseman.
Right.
And Bregman, we know, is an awesome third baseman. The best thing for the team is for Bregman to play third base.
Yeah.
And look, Devers, you're an excellent, excellent batter. And you might get even better playing just DH. That could be really good for the team.
Yep.
I feel like there will maybe be enough. Devers probably just needs to hear a lot of positive support from people about how much they love him and how much, hey, maybe this is people. He needs to have explained to him that, man, people will love you for making this move.
Yeah.
People will, Red Sox fans will say, like, man, okay, yeah, I know it was hard for him, but he did the right thing and he stepped aside so Bregman could play third.
Yeah, and as you pointed out earlier, they're literally asking him to take the thing he does worst, don't do it anymore, and your pay doesn't suffer. You're going to get paid the same amount of money, but you don't have to do this anymore. I would be like, if this is the real world, I'd be like, what's the catch? You know, like, the only thing worse than being underpaid in the real world is being overpaid, because it's like, what's this guy doing for all this money over here?
You know where it could end up really sucking for Bregman, though, is that if he gets off to one of his notoriously slow starts, that you've always been able to at least point out, yeah, but look at those plays he made at third base.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder to make super impressive plays at second base.
It's true.
You know, you don't have nearly as your throws to, you only have opportunity to screw it up in throwing to first base from second base.
That's right. Let's circle over to the Astros. So that's the drama going on up in Boston. We'll keep an eye on that for sure. Altuve spoke to the media yesterday. Hey Ben, let's skip down to three on Altuve. We haven't played that one yet. Did the Astros do enough this offseason, and can you still make a run at a World Series?
I think we offer him a good deal, but like I said, free agent, you never know. You know, you really don't know. But in the end, it's not a great deal, man. You know, this. I'm super happy, and I know everybody's happy here for him because he deserves it. He works hard for that, and he got it.
You think this team is still built to make a deep run in the postseason?
Yeah, for sure, yeah. You see around, you see a lot of great hitters, you know, now with Paredes and Walker. You know, definitely, you know, these kids can hit, and they can hit homers, and, you know, you got Jordan, and, you know, you got
Jake and Duval. I mean, you got me, so you know, we're going to go out there.
You got me.
You got me. Yeah, look at see. Altuve puts himself ninth in the power ranking.
Yeah.
That is, that's the way you handle a power ranking question.
Yeah, take note, yeah. Devers, all right? Yeah. And then the first question was, the actual question was, do you think the Astros did enough to retain Bregman? That's why he was talking about Bregman's deal and how good a deal that
yeah,
was.
Yeah, and I think that, honestly, I would say with Altuve, like, I don't think he has a disingenuous bone in his body. I feel like he probably was genuinely happy for Bregman in that deal that he got.
Yes.
But it's one of those bittersweet moments where you can be happy for somebody yet sad at the same time.
Yeah.
But as far as how he answered when he felt like could they make a run for the World Series, I felt like if I were going to read way too much into it, he seemed as confident as he probably ever has at any given point. He knows how hard it is, and in any given year, you've got challenges. But he almost answered it without even really thinking about it. Like, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course we do.
Yeah, yeah I think, and I feel good about the team. Like, I think there's obviously a lot of shuffling has gone on with guys leaving and guys coming in.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think they're as good a team as the one that won the division last year. You know, that their infield, and I'm treating Altuve as a second baseman still. I mean, that's a solid infield, man. Like, you, I mean, yeah. Walker, especially defensively. I mean, that's a damn near, you know, like, you got Pena is an elite skill set, elite defensively. I know he made a lot of errors last year. Christian Walker's won the Gold Glove 3 times. You are so much better. That's kind of getting lost in the wash of, oh, you traded Tucker, so now you got this hole in the outfield, and oh, Bregman and Paredes, how's that swap out going to go? Is Altuve moving to left field? All these other things. The Christian Walker signing has been kind of lost in the wash in the conversation. Like, he's a very good first baseman and plays a position that the Astros have been literally among the worst at for the last 2 years.
And you've already had huge questions offensively in the outfield, but now this smooths out the entirety of the lineup in a way that you feel better about.
Yeah.
It's not you don't have gaping chasms in your, I mean, gosh, in your top four back when Abreu was, when they were,
yeah, when they were trying to pigeonhole
him. When they thought Abreu was going to be Abreu.
Yep.
I feel better about that.
Yeah.
I think that, the other thing is I sit here and I try to think, the way people feel about the Astros and 2017, whatever, it's always going to be there. I try not to worry about it too much. The one thing that still does bother me is the fact that Altuve was unfairly painted out to be the biggest villain by ESPN and the likes of them. The whole buzzer nonsense, all of that stuff. I wonder if at the very least, maybe some of the perception around that changes when the story is out there. If anybody, there's actual baseball writers that don't realize that Altuve didn't participate.
Yes.
Because they'll write things about it and obviously they'll show, they don't get it. Maybe that part of the story is more palatable to people outside of Houston now that Altuve is the only one remaining.
Maybe.
That it's okay. Look, all these other guys have gone off on this diaspora. Altuve remains, and the organization is steadfastly loyal to Altuve. And that, by the way, yeah, he didn't. You can blame him for not stopping or whatever, all you want. We can argue about that, but he didn't participate in the actual sign stealing.
Yeah,
can you stop pointing to him as the guy that is the emblem of it all?
Well, and all these guys that have gone on to other places, they've been embraced everywhere they've gone.
Right,
Springer. You know, the Toronto fans are probably mad about it for some reason. Springer goes there, and I know you've pointed out they don't love him there like we loved him here, but they also don't complain. They complain more about the fact he's got a 600 OPS than he was part of a cheating scandal, you know?
I know, you know, and part of it is just that it's someday when Jose Altuve gets inducted into the Hall of Fame, I don't want it to be, I don't want that to be a huge talking point because it shouldn't be when it comes to Altuve specifically.
Not him. Yep.
And it's for a guy that's done and handled all of it the right way and stood by his teammates, even though he didn't participate, that part of it is just, it's hard for me to stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I try to let various other, fan bases are going to act like fan bases do, it's just a shame that with Altuve, who does almost everything except base running, is exactly what you want out of your baseball player, both on and off the field. It's hard. It's hard to watch it.
Hey, did you have on your bingo card Kyle Tucker being the clubhouse DJ? They were talking about that yesterday. Apparently, Tucker has left a big void behind in terms of controolling the music.
He took over. It was Springer who started Club Astros, and then Tucker came in to be a... I think I had heard about it, but I didn't know if it was that was his official designation or not. It was one of those things I never really thought much about.
Yeah, so here's Spencer Arrighetti was asked this yesterday. He was at, and you're going to hear Arrighetti, Jeremy Pena, and Mauricio Dubon. And here was Arrighetti getting asked, hey, are you going to be the clubhouse DJ guy now that Tucker's gone?
Absolutely not. That's not my job. I'm waiting for somebody else to do that, to be honest. But yeah, I've actually been asking that question. I'm kind of hey, man, who's the music guy now? I'm leaning hey, maybe Dubon, maybe one of Jordan, who knows? But Tuck was the vibes guy for sure. I mean, he was a lot of things, but he was the vibes guy for sure.
I think Dubon's a clear pick. Dubon's a very outgoing person, and he has a great mix. He hits every culture. He hits every genre of music. He listens to everything. So I think Dubon's a clear pick for the DJ.
Yeah, I got a good mix over there in Spotify. But nah, I'll try it. I'll try it. Hopefully, make everybody happy over here.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you got a lot of different tastes. People come from completely different countries and everything, different age groups.
Yes.
That's a lot of genres you got to mix to where you're not leaning too heavily into one.
That's stressful,
one or the other.
Man. Yeah.
The one thing he had talked about his strategy for it last year, he says, sometimes I'll do a search on a rap heavy type of thing, whatever pops up, and just hit shuffle.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's some medium stuff. Day games, I'll do country.
Mm.
So he either has his own playlist or he'll go on the search page and find some stuff. He put some effort into it.
Okay, there you go. There you go. All right, the lists are starting to come out now with the top 50 free agents from various outlets in the NFL, and a name got added yesterday. Where is the most likely destination for Stephon Diggs, according to ESPN.com, or the best destination for him now that he's a free agent? We'll have that for you coming up next.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.